Any question? I have one question.
Right.
You mentioned how manjaris were not kamatmika.
No, I have not told so.
How they are. You mentioned how they are. So the symptoms of kamatmika are embracing, glancing, but
they are getting through Srimati by seeing everything.
What is there?
Everything is there, but it is through Srimati. If a Krishna is meeting Srimati, they think that we are meeting with Krishna. All the symptoms that Radhika Srimati has, every system is manifested in Sakhis. Not understand.
No, I understand. But do they have a... what is their mood when they see Krishna directly?
They get more things. No question of directly. Afterward we will know. Everything will not be known. So, it has been warned that anadhikari should not, those who have no love, they should not read, they should not see, hear, not do anything. Because they want to test it as they are in this body. But this is not the thing of this body. And if anything, greed comes, no shastra yukti, nothing worldly yukti, nothing is apeksha, nothing is what?
Wait for the reason.
That. यही तो हम नहीं समझा सकते इन लोगों को. Nothing, nothing is there to wait for all these things.
Yeah.
I want to go there very quickly. No? Then I will not go by this path. I will go straight. Whether there are kanta, thorns, or anything. I will not go by way, this way, then there. Understand?
Yes.
This question is like this. We should go by here, then here, then there. They have no... don't want to wait anything. There is no word here, English word with me, so that I can express my idea. Here, I can express in Hindi or Bangla. Can you explain what I want to...
I think you're saying that when there is greed, then one goes directly, without need of any other prompting. Not even
that time he not care any spiritual argument and
thama argument.
He is a good student.
He won't need even to hear from the scripture. He will go because of his own greed. That is what I understood. And so, if there are too many questions about why or any doubt, then this is means there's no greed.
Then it is no greed. And actually, we have no greed. Something. If I have greed to anything, and the question is that it is not so beautiful, no so sweet, he will tell that no mind. I will have to take that thing. That is greed. This is going on as a class, as a general class. These things cannot be told in this general class. What should I take? So many persons. I hesitate to tell all these things, very, very hidden things. Next 20th slok. What is this book?
Same
book? We have read 17th shlok. Ati sulalita lakshas lista. We have completed this shlok. Now, Srimati Radhika, with her companions, associates, have returned from Nishant Lila. No? Krishna has also returned to his Yashoda Bhavan, sleeping so fast. Srimati is also sleeping. So, sweet Nidra. Nidra? Sleep. She is in Raghunath Das Goswami is in Sadhakochit Bhav. Sadhakochit Bhav. He is in a mood of sadhak. But he fills all these things of Siddha. The things are of Siddha, but he is trying to get as if a sadhak wants, in a mood of sadhak. He wants to serve Srimati Radhika. She has returned with Srimati. She is in sleep, but he is in not sleep. No? He is thinking the other seva, when she will evoke, what should I do? So he is in preparing all these things when she will evoke. So she is thinking and praying that seva I should do. Prakada kamalam krita danta kashta snanartha manna sadane bhavatim nivishtam abhyajya gati gandhit tarairiha taila purai prodvartayishyati kadakimun kinkariyam. She is telling, U, Kinkari, U, Kim, U, Kinkari, Yam. U means O. O Radhe, I am Kinkari, that myself, I am Mandish, I am Kinkari. I want to do some seva. When you will evoke, I will first amen when he awakes. He takes some water on mouth, eyes. When we from sleep awake, we do pranam to our respected Gurudev first. And then Guru Parampara. From under to top. Guru, bottom to top. Guru, Param Guru, Paratpar Guru, and to Krishna, and to Radhika, Braja, and all the places of Braj, all the kinkaris of Krishna, Srimati Radhikas, and the associations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Dham, associations of Puri, all we do pranam. Then, Bande Aham, this is low. And any other slokas which we love, want. Then, we go to bathroom and do all these things. Here she is waiting for Srimati Radhika's. He has brought very good water, sugandhi, fragrant water.
Scented water.
Some matti,
soil,
mixed with karpur, very soft, very scented. To do like this and everything, dantakashta, all these things, very common lips of, red lips of mango and other things. Here one thing we should know, that Srimati Radhika, Swarup is Bhavamayi. Everything of Srimati Radhika, top to bottom, of Krishna Seva Bhava, Krishna Prem, So she is called Bhavamayi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been stated from Premam Bhoj Makarandakya Stotra of Raghunath Das Goswami. That from Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Srimati Radhika's everything is of Mahabhav. Mahabhav mai Srimati Radhika. Prem sar bhav, bhavera parakashta nam Mahabhav. Mahabhav swarupini Sri Radha Thakurani. Krishna of chinta, chinta mani but icha. So she is of Mahabhav Sarupani. Ladanir Sar Ansh Prem Saranam. Ananda Chinmay Ras Premira Khan. Premar Paramabhav Mahabhav Jani. Sehi Mahabhav Chinta Thakurani. Mahabhav Ujjwala Chinta. Ujjwala Bhav is Srimati Radhika. She takes three times bath. No? So his body becomes so beautiful. By snan, snan means bath. In the morning, in the noon, and in sandhya, evening. First karunamrita. Lavanyamrita, Tarunamrita. Raghunath Das Goswami tells it from innermost Atma. We can only imagine it from outside. There would be some bhul mane
wrong
idea, but we should try to avoid wrong ideas and to take the inner meaning of all these things. Know there at when bhav comes, not take smell of our sukh is there. Understand you?
Yes.
Nothing. No selfishness. Nothing is there. So there is no smell of calm there. So there should be no anything, worldly thing, be added in that thing. Raghunath Das Goswami is on the same level and so is thinking all these things. He is now Raghunath Das Goswami is seeing something when he returns. Swaminiji returns from Nishant Leela and sleeping. After some time, she is saying that Mukhara is coming. Who is Mukhara?
Grandmother
of Radhika. She loves Radhika more than her mother, no less than her mother. No? His mother, her mother don't come daily to see Srimati Radhika, but she comes and always love Srimati ji. When it was morning and sun was to rise, she comes. O Naptri, O Natini, where are you? Where are you? Naptri means
granddaughter.
Granddaughter. O my lovely granddaughter, where are you? Where are you? She receives no response. She thinks that she is in sleep. Why she is in sleep? Sun is to rise. All the eastern horizon becomes red. She should now awake. Theek hai. She should awake. But still his eyes are just Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, all are waiting for waking of Srimati Radhika. They told that she is sleeping. She at once calls Jatila Devi and both goes there. But Jatila is somewhat behind. And she enters at once. Jatila cannot go directly there. She is mother-in-law. So he has something, shame or something to wait. But she cannot wait. From childhood, when Srimati Radhika was with no clothes, nothing, and she protecting and loving and nursing Srimati Radhika. So he has nothing to see whether he is naked or anything. She at once enters. She entered. All the sakhis there waiting for Srimati Radhika. She began to cry. Oh, Mukhara began to cry. Oh, what I am seeing. It is very wonderful. Wonderful manner. Astonishing. Thing. Yesterday in the evening, I saw that Krishna has Orni means
shawl.
Upper cloth.
Shawl.
Shawl. Not shawl. Chadar means very thin. And pitambar.
Yellow.
Pitambar.
Yellow.
I saw that yellow pitambar was on the neck of Krishna here. Why am I seeing just on the body of Srimati Radhika? Why? She astonished. She is old lady, but knows everything. She has passed this stage. So she at once astonished she was, and she was in confusion whether it is of Krishna. I saw it yesterday. So in his mind it comes that how that same pitambar came on Srimati Radhika's body. She came and she told Vishakha and Lalita, all heard this. They thought that, surely this is the chadar of Krishna, pitambar of Krishna. We have not used to mark that thing otherwise we have removed it. But we have no chance, we have no our dhyan towards this. No? Dhyan?
Towards attention.
Attention towards this thing. What to do? Visakha at once did something. She told her, oh, you are an old lady, quite old lady. And in old age, buddhi becomes upset. So your buddhi has been upset. Ho mugdha. Mugdha means upsetted buddhi. Not full. She cannot, like her grandmother, she cannot. But he told that, oh, your power of this eyes has been
about to be vanished.
And you are not clearly seeing. You don't see that rays of sun are coming. And the rays of Bal Surya,
young sun, rising sun,
like Yolish. So, Srimati Pitambar, not Pitambar, but Ambar, this is Nilambar,
blue.
But yet sun rays makes it to see as yellow. Oh, see that sun is rising. See, did like this, and Mukhra at once began to see there.
She pointed and then
her attention was drawn to sun, and at once she saw towards Rup Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. See, at once in a moment, changes. Nilambar was given and Pitambar was
taken.
And she, oh, jarati means
old
age. Oh, jarati. She, come here. And she brought to her, near to that Nilambar, and said, whether it is Nilambar or Pitambar, you can see. Oh, then so this. He thought that certainly I am old of age and my drishti shakti has been gone. So I have done mistake. Then Lalita, Visakha, Chitra all became so angry, made so bottle like, acted that they are so angry. So she was in hurry and no, I have not told anything. I am just going. So she returned. They all became so pleased there. Then they were ready. Now Srimati Radhika has awoken. And she, all others, Manjaris, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, have brought golden chowki.
Table.
Chowki?
It's a sitting table?
Table, flat thing.
Flat, small.
Golden or marble chowki there.
Golden seat.
And they were ready to take Srimati Radhika to sit on that and to give water and all these things. Dant kashti means all these the thing. And they were ready to serve Srimati Radhika. In the meantime, they saw that Madhurika, one sakhi of Shyamala, is coming. Madhurika told that my sakhi Shyamala has come. She wants to meet Srimati Radhika. Radhika became so pleased, and all other sakhi became so pleased. She came to take bath. No? What is water there? There Srimati Radhika is pond, sarovar. And his bhavas are water. And he wants to take bath in that water, not in any Jamunas or any water. So he has come to take bath. Now he has come nearer to this Sarani. Sarani means that Kunda Sarovar. Sarovar is Srimati Radhika. She came to hear the happens what last night took place and how Srimati Radhika met to Krishna. When she came, Srimati Radhika was so much pleased and went forward and embraced Shyamala. Oh Shyamala, today is good morning. Suprabhat. Suprabhat, you know?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why good morning? Good morning is no pranam. Good morning today. Why? Because I have seen you. I was so much sorry. I was in birah. Separation mood was in me. Now I have seen you and I am feeling so much better. So today is good. This morning is so good. Suprabhata. But I am in wonder that I have a tree, Prem Kalpataru, tree. And tree is Prem, Krishna Prem. Tree is growing on. The leaves of trees and branches are also growing on. The tree is so much green, so beautiful, everything, but no fruit. Today I think, today is good morning because you have come. And I am thinking that this morning is so good because I have seen you and by the effect my trees, my tree Prem will give any fruit. I was waiting for you. Now I am hope that this tree will first have flowers, very good flowers, and from flowers the fruit will come. Shyamala told that I am thinking that you are telling so, but fact is not there. No? I am seeing that the tree has grown in its fullest form. And it is full of very scented flowers. No? And very sweet and golden type of flowers, fruits have come out. And these fruits are in ripen stage. And I am saying that you are always taking these fruits and always you are tasting. And by tasting so much, always you have something
cut.
By when mango is taken, the first rush of mango
bitter
and gives something. Ghao. Ghao means?
Scar.
Stain. Eh?
Sore.
Stain.
Sore.
I am saying that by taking the juice of that ras is the effect of that so much things have been done. I am seeing samples. Is right?
Yes.
Symptoms. And I am seeing also that the red color of that fruits have come on on your eyes, reddish, pie reddish. Whole night perhaps you have taken the taste of that fruit, and so all things have been come on your eyes. I also see that the juice of that fruit, by taking so much, it drops have come upon here. No? I'm seeing everything that rush has come, and your clothes, your everything has so much symbols of all this taking rush. But yet you are telling that I have not, my trees has no fruit. But I'm saying that you are taking always and testing always that fruit. But you are seeing, Srimati Radhika told that, O Sakhi, don't disturb me and give pain to me, my heart. I don't know taste, and I have not seen that fruit. But you cannot tell a lie. No? You cannot tell a lie. As if in Barsha Ritu, in rainy season, whole atmosphere is covered with very black clouds. No? Black clouds. Rain is dropping somewhat. No? And no trace of Chandra is there. No, almost all dark, completely dark. No? In the same time, when bijli means?
Lightning.
Flashing.
Lightning flashes.
Thunderbolt. Comes and goes like any second vanishes. No? Then our eyes becomes
blind.
And at that time we cannot see anything. And after that, so dark comes. We feel more darkness than first. If darkness and darkness is there, we can see something. But disturbed by thunderbolt, our eyes are disturbed and we cannot see anything. So, as if for a moment, as if thunderbolt has been seen. So I have seen only for a Krishna, so very lean and thin. No? It means as if there is fire. No? And if one drop of ghee is given like this, no? What becomes? Goes immediately and it increases the fire. So that darshan of Krishna, that seeing of Krishna, darshan of Krishna, made me more and more unhappy. Vipralam bhava was there. Oh, you have not seen? You are going? Ja. Parikrama ho gaya? Kuch khaya? Haan? Tumhari mata ji bhi ja rahi hai?
Nahi bhaji.
Wo rahengi? To jao. Kiske saath jayegi?
Wo kaun ja raha hai niche?
वो जा रहे हैं ना, तो जाओ, ठीक है, जाओ। What thing?
That darshan has made my unhappiness increase.
I have no taste, I have nothing, I don't remember anything like that andhakar after thunderbolt. The andhakar means
darkness
comes. I am I am testing only knowing that darkness. She told that, Shyamala told, that, I am understanding something. When anyone takes, he is very thirsty, and takes water, he don't realize the taste of water, only drinking and drinking up to full satisfaction. No tendency to taste it, only to quench his thirst. If anyone asks that, what is the taste of water? Oh, I have not seen towards that. I only took water. So you have taken water, a rush, but you have not tested, you are telling. Then again you will have to Shyam Guru. And you should read again to taste, not to take, not to meet, but to taste you should. Understanding? In Shiksha, there is practical and
theoretical.
Both not at a time. So theoretical you have taken, but
practical, yes.
Your practical you have taken, but not theoretical, in bhavana. Now you should learn again, go again next day, and again learn it. Then Srimati Radhika told, I am very of weak mind, and I fear that black person. I don't want to make him guru. I am not able to read from him. But I am seeing that you are so much qualified, and your mind is so much grown, and really you can understand practically and theoretically. That I cannot do. So I think it will be better that you should go and learn and then tell to me. I fear him, so I will not go. So all things are hearing who? Tulasi or Rupmanjari are there, Lalita Vishakha, they are hearing and testing more than what Srimati is testing. Being Manjari, they are testing everything. They are only drinking it by their ears. After that, Madhurika and Shyamala embraced Srimati Radhika. Sakhi, if there is no fruit, but I see that it is full of, your tree is full of fruits, and if not, then I see that certainly very in few moments or few days you will also see that there are so much full of fruits, very beautiful and sweet fruits are there. So laughing and embracing, she went away. Then they were ready. So here after that, Prakshalya Pada Kamalam Kritadanta Kastam Snanarthama Vasadanam Bhavatim Nivishta. They have brought water from Radha Kunda, Manishi Ganga and Jamuna. They have scented it and mitti.
Sweet.
And everything mixed, and they took Srimati Radhika on the plate, sitting place. They untied the thick dress of Srimati Radhika, very lean, thin.
Fine cloth.
Fine cloth. White cloth. And in simple manner, they gave to Srimati Radhika. And they gave Dantamanjan. And they took very sugandhit, fragrant toilet
oil.
Oil. And they gave it on the head of Srimati Radhika and to all bodies of Radhika. Any sakhi cannot do this. Lalita Visakha will not do this. No? The in entire body they give toil. And in a so manner, in a so mood, that Srimati Radhika thought that Krishna is doing so in a so much. They know how Krishna messes and they have learned to message from Krishna. So they are doing all this seva. And Srimati, and at that time they are talking only of Krishna and all these things. Same time, Dhanishta sent any sakhi to Srimati Radhika. And she is telling at the same time when all was given that Krishna came from Nishanta Leela and he was sleeping. At the same time, sun was ready to rise up. Jashoda Devi with Purnima went to Krishna and they were waking Krishna. O Lal, utho. And she doing so, this Krishna was lying on the bed and Jashoda gave her this kya ghutni?
Elbow
across Krishna. No? This right. And by left hand, she took the head of the crest and she kissed Krishna. No? Oh Lal. And calling Krishna. Cows are waiting for you. Your friends are waiting with you. And you are now sleeping. She at once saw some marks on the mouth of Krishna.
Samskar.
Oh, these lads, men?
Boys.
Naughty boys. Are so chanchal.
Restless.
That they do like this in the wrestling. Perhaps the cows are moving towards Kunj. And Krishna runs and they don't go. And the thorns do like this. At the same moment, Madhu Mangal came. Oh Sakha, oh Kanaiya, he comes. Telling, who is telling that Sakhi, which is coming from Dhanishta, and seeing all these things, telling to all gopis. Gopis are enjoying all these things. She is telling that when she saw and was thinking how these scratches come, at once Madhu Mangal came. I know he is playing with Sakhi. Sakhi, there are two meanings of Sakhi. Sakha in Sanskrit word, the word is Sakhi.
Male friend and female friend both.
Both. Jashoda thought that he is telling of Sakhi means Sakha. And Krishna is at the same mood. Krishna to Madhumangal. And our Madhumangal is telling, I will disclose everything. So they are seeing all these things. After that, Krishna awakened and he was alert. If Madhumangal tells everything, it will be so fact of same. He told like this, I will give laddu. Don't disclose. And if you tell,
I'll beat you.
Madhumangal began to laugh. And see, hide that fact. After that, Krishna took water from his friends and Yashoda Maiya Rohini Devi, washed his mouth and drank something, Makhan Misri took, and went to Godohan. And here, Sakhis are making washing and all, doing all these things. Vati Nisra. Abhyajya Gandha Tarai Riha Taila Purai. That is, Sakhis are hearing these facts. And they are taking bath in that Harikatha, Krishna Katha. And they are making ready Srimati Radhika for all these things. Taila Purai. Udabartha Ishyati. Oh, there will chance. Any time the chance will come that we will serve Srimati Radhika in so manner. This is the prayer of Tulsi Mandir. This is Bhavmayi Seva. This is called Bhavmayi Seva. We should not do and enter now in unqualified stage. We can hear and we can pray to our Gurudev Vaishnavas, Krishna and his association. That we are always telling that there are two kinds of gopis, persons, devotees, manishadhak, those who serve Krishna and those who serve, they want to serve Srimati Radhika. No? Here we should take the sangha of association of, not of Krishna Sevak. No? Whether it is Sajatiya, but root Sajati is a Radha Sevika Abhiman, those who have. This is Swajati Asnigdha Asa. This is also for Prashtai Rapi Asulabham. Prashtai means Narad Prabhiti. They want all these things, but they have not got yet. So, if a person has a grid like this, and Srimati Radhika and her associate, and especially of Tattad Bhava Ichhamayi Gopi, then we can advance in doing sadhan bhakti of Araganuga. That's today.
Do you know that Vrindakund?
Huh?
Vrindakund.
Vrindakund?
Vrindakund.
Vrindakund.
Yeah.
Where?
Near Nandagram. You have ever seen that or heard of that?
I've not seen in any book or anything. It may be in Vrindakund in Nandagram, but I have not.
Yes, in Lalitakund.
Lalitakund. And all kunds are there. Yeah. I will have to see whether there is. It may be.
So maybe sometime we can go. We will show you.
There are so many places
where we have not gone. We have not.